Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until that he have mercy upon us. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refresheth the soul of his masters. The words of the wise are as goads, and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And command them to say unto their masters, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Thus shall ye say unto your master, Hear this word, ye kine of Bashan, that are in the mountain of Samaria, which oppress the poor, which crush the needy, which say to their masters, Bring, and let us drink. In the same day also will I punish all those that leap on the threshold, which fill their masters' houses with violence and deceit. Two masters, for either will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, as ye said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas, and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers, and brought them, Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count to their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward.